Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. Here we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. My name is Eric Gallagher, and today I'll be sharing with you what God is doing in my life. Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always, in every moment and in every place. My name is Eric Gallagher, and I'm excited to share with you today's reflection. Now, before we get into the reflection, I'd like to invite you to subscribe to this podcast through iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please also share our podcast with others who you think might benefit from it. Finally, if you're able, consider becoming a Come Follow Me patron, where you'll give us the opportunity to continually grow our efforts in assisting others on the journey of discipleship, as well as gain access to patron-only perks. Learn more at comefollow.me/support. So there's been a evolution in the kind of the disposition and how I handle conflict. Okay, I've been married now for over 11 years, and my wife and I have gone through these various phases where when something gets difficult, I remember especially in the very beginning years of our marriage, we would get into some sort of disagreement, and I just remember my responses being like very quick and very angry. And then as God really started working on my heart and showing me that isn't helpful, and he was calling me to love and to be patient and understanding with my spouse, which is now my vocation and really my way to heaven, is to grow and being able to do that. And so I went through this evolution in many ways, and I'm sure it's still progressing through that evolution. But I'll get to the point then where I'd say, okay, well, I'm going to stop saying mean things. Like that's a great place to start, at least, is just, I'm not going to say those mean things that I've been saying anymore. Cause I've said some pretty terrible things to my spouse, admittedly. So I go through this phase where I'm just going to stop saying those things. Well, then I'm kind of struggling with like what to say. I have to like train myself in being able to respond. I have to train my heart. I really have to learn to love and learn to respond. And then I would go through this next kind of phase where I really started to pray. Like I kind of knew and understood the things that kind of triggered those disagreements in our relationship, and I knew how I would typically respond. So I would start kind of preparing myself and praying and asking God to give me the words. And so I would kind of plan and learn how to respond in specific ways. And the next kind of phase was we get into those things that I feel like I would have crafted the perfect response that was loving. And even then I would screw it up in some way. Like even then I didn't know how to love her. I didn't know how to say the things that would most effectively express my love for her and my desire for her to be loved and to understand my heart and the things that I was going through. I would have all of these like perfect methods. All these things that I tried to do perfectly and that I understood to be perfectly, and it still wasn't enough. And so I've really come to a place, I reached a place about 5 years ago in my marriage where I just submitted that all over to God and basically said, God, I don't know how to love my wife. I don't know how to help get my wife to heaven. Everything that I'm trying to do seems to only make it worse. So God, take me, take all of my efforts in my marriage. I offer them to you, and I ask you to fill them with your grace and your love, that you would love through me. This is what we read in the gospel passage today, the humbling moments when Jesus is speaking to the crowds about the Pharisees, and he says, do and observe all the things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach but they do not practice. These individuals who knew all the right things to do, they had all the right answers, they would say all the right things, and read all the right books, but it wasn't enough. But still, they fell short. We are called to humility today. We are called to surrender ourselves over to God because our pride will only get in the way. We could have all the answers. We could have everything figured out. We could have read all the right books. We could have done all the right exercises. We could have prepared the perfect words. But it will not be enough because we need God. And today we're called to be humble, to humble ourselves and to receive God. He says, you have not, or you have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called master. You have but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Now I want to share with you a statement from someone that I was discussing that I had a meeting with this person this last week, and they shared with me this challenge, this consideration. They said, it seems as though a great challenge for the church right now is growing in empathy with the average non-religious person while maintaining the integrity of her beliefs simultaneously. It seems as though a great challenge for the church right now is growing in empathy with the average non-religious person while maintaining the integrity of her beliefs simultaneously. This person that I was discussing this with, they knew, they understood. They said, the church has the answers. The church possesses the truth. But we see this ongoing challenge, this ongoing desire to be empathetic towards individuals. And I see it in so many dynamics and so many different relationships online, this reality that people who are proclaiming truth, they run into someone who has been offended by that truth, and it only grows louder and louder and louder. And it reminds me of that approach that I took in my marriage in the beginning years. We just fight to see who can get louder and louder and louder. And today we're called to humble ourselves, to recognize that yes, we have an incredible gift in the life of the church. We can even know the fullness to some extent of the church's teachings and become experts, expert theologians. But without humility, our efforts to evangelize will fail. So let us humble ourselves today. I want to close with the Litany of Humility. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Jesus, meek and humble of heart, hear me. From the desire of being esteemed, deliver me, O Jesus. From the desire of being loved, deliver me, O Jesus. From the desire of being extolled, deliver me, O Jesus. From the desire of being honored, deliver me, O Jesus. From the desire of being praised, deliver me, O Jesus. From the desire of being preferred to others, deliver me, O Jesus. From the desire of being consulted, deliver me, O Jesus. From the desire of being approved, deliver me, O Jesus. From the fear of being humiliated, deliver me, O Jesus. From the fear of being despised, deliver me, O Jesus. From the fear of suffering rebukes, deliver me, O Jesus. From the fear of being calumniated, deliver me, O Jesus. From the fear of being forgotten, deliver me, O Jesus. From the fear of being ridiculed, deliver me, O Jesus. From the fear of being wronged, deliver me, O Jesus. From the fear of being suspected, deliver me, O Jesus. That others may be loved more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be esteemed more than I, Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That in the opinion of the world, others may increase and I may decrease. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be chosen and I set aside. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be praised and I go unnoticed. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may be preferred to me in everything. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. That others may become holier than I, provided that I may become as holy as I should. Jesus, grant me the grace to desire it. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.